Yeah, we have Corey Holcomb, comedian Corey Holcomb.
Can you welcome our guests with a little more enthusiasm, please?
I'm very enthusiastic.
If somebody with some breasts, you'd be excited.
Somebody with some breasts,
I'm just saying,
you'd be excited.
Like, you'd be riding for the women. Like, I mean, like, not like in a...
Oh, yeah. I ride for people that, you know, speak the truth.
Yeah,
and
right.
Can back up the stuff that they say. I haven't even introduced you yet, sir. Could you please wait? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Comedian Corey Holcomb. All right, what is all that?
I've been practicing my evil laugh.
Okay, I like it. I like
it. I did
it.
My baby mama, you know, my daughter over 18, so my baby mama, you know, she don't get no check, and her car got repossessed, and I knocked on the door, and I was like...
All right, well,
did you stick
about...
around after that, or did you leave after you did the laugh?
Huh?
Did you stick around after that, or you left after you did the laugh?
I don't know, it was kind of like an awkward moment afterwards, but I still felt good about it.
So let's talk about this whole, oh my gosh, Corey.
What happened?
With Deion Sanders and Pilar Sanders, with their going through their divorce, and a lot of people have been talking about, you know, well, I think more people now think that you should have a prenup before you get married, where some people are like, oh no, I believe in true love, blah. Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that if a man wants you to sign a prenup, that is a true sign of his lack of trust in your loyalty. And, you know, ladies, you got to accept this. Most of the time, men get married just because they don't want you to sleep with nobody else. Not that they necessarily love you.
Preach.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I know that's why you're in the position you're in, but we ain't going to get
all
that.
You don't know what position I'm in.
That right
I've heard about some of the...
All I know is, old girl, she signed the prenup where she only get $1 million, right?
Right.
Yeah, supposedly, yeah. There's the laugh again. So, Corey, have you ever been married before? Let's talk about you for a second.
Yeah, I've been married before. Everybody need health insurance, and, you know, comedy don't come with health insurance, so I got married before.
And did you make your wife, did y'all sign a prenup together?
Of course. You think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Love is for suckers.
Corey, let me ask you this. What's the amount of money that you would recommend? Like, if a guy's thinking about getting married, how much money do you have to have before you should feel a need to protect it?
If you got over $1,000, you need to let her know that she cannot leave with, you know, your $1,000, because you earned that $1,000. She didn't earn that $1,000. It's just y'all was messing around so long, she felt the need to talk you into bringing a bond into the thing.
So you officially suggest anybody with over $1,000 in the bank needs a prenup?
You need a prenup, because everybody know women are, I mean, like, I'm not saying all women, but 80% of women, in my opinion, have bipolar tendencies.
Right.
And, you know, that's why she went to jail, because of her bipolar tendencies. Now, you know, I think she needs a reality show called Making the Million Last.
All right, comedian Corey Holcomb, relationship expert. I don't know how he got that title, and I really don't even know why you would call right now to ask him.
I'm trying to help her and women like you come up with solutions on what to do when you out there in the world by yourself, because it's going to happen because you got an opinion.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man, praise the Lord.